Consumer prices go up, and Social Security benefits will too.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The government said today consumer prices rose in September, but the slight uptick in inflation was mostly from food and energy, which of course matters for a lot of people, and one group in particular, senior citizens. Their monthly Social Security payments are pegged to inflation. And the government said today recipients will get a 3.6% cost of living increase. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman is with us live to talk about it now. Good morning, Mitchell.
Hi, Steve.
What does this mean for seniors?
Well, it's definitely a nice boost, especially after they didn't get any cost of living increase in the past 2 years. So remember 2008, gas prices went through the roof, and that meant seniors got a big benefit increase the next year. Well, it hasn't happened since then. But now with oil and food prices rising pretty steadily, by law, Social Security checks have to be increased to keep up. So the average senior who gets about $13,000 a year from Social Security, and keep in mind that's likely to be most of their income, they'll get another $470 a year, which is just under $40 a month.
Is it enough, Mitchell, to really make a difference in their ability to pay bills?
Well, you know, it's helpful, although it might not really offset all the rising costs that they face. I asked Dean Baker about this. He's an economist at the Center for Economic and Policy Research.
The elderly are likely feeling it even more because the basket of goods they buy tends to go up more rapidly in price. Healthcare, housing are larger components.
So healthcare inflation's way up, but they don't tend to buy computers and PlayStations and all the things that are actually going down in price as technology improves. So Dean Baker says it all adds up to a tough squeeze for seniors.
Seniors are certainly being hit from a number of different angles. So insofar as they had fixed incomes, if they had, say, money in the bank that they were putting in CDs, they're getting a very, very low interest rate on that, something they really couldn't have expected. Also, if they were expecting to, say, downsize, they had the home they raised their kids in and they were going to downsize and rely on some of that equity to support them in their later years, in a lot of cases that will have disappeared.
And so one more little drizzle on this cost of living increase parade. Next week, Medicare announces premium increases for next year, and some of this bigger benefit check will probably be eaten away.
Oh, there you go. All right, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reporting for us this morning. Mitchell, thanks.
You're welcome.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are mixed right now. The NASDAQ is off about 0.5%, but the Dow is higher now by 0.33%, 35 points at 11,612. Builders began construction of new homes at a faster clip last month, up more than 15%, mainly because of a jump in demand for apartments. Big bank Morgan Stanley swung to a profit in its last quarter thanks to some accounting moves there. But Goldman Sachs and other Wall Street banks said this week their numbers weren't as good because of big volatility in the stock market. For retail brokerage firms, volatility isn't so bad. Companies such as E-Trade, which also reports today, have been doing quite well. Marketplace senior business correspondent Bob Moon reports on how day traders are doing.
A lot of traders were clicking away on the websites of retail brokerages this summer for a variety of reasons. Many were simply trying to get their investments out of harm's way. But some analysts also credit a surge in traders looking to make a quick buck on the day-to-day swings.
Volatility is one of the best friends of day traders. The more volatility you have in the market, the more opportunities there are for day traders to potentially make money or lose money.
Morningstar analyst Michael Wong notes that TD Ameritrade reported some of the busiest trading days in its history during this summer's market turmoil, likewise Schwab. It's not just volatility that's luring day traders back to the stock market. Wong says retail brokerages are offering customers increasingly sophisticated software.
It's almost leveling the playing field and giving some of the retail investors some of the tools that formerly were reserved only for institutional brokerages and hedge funds.
Surprise, the big guys aren't the only ones using powerful algorithms to suck money out of the market. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
All right, let's take a little trip down memory lane. 24 years ago today, stock markets crashed, starting overseas, but then hitting American markets where the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost more than 22% over the course of the day. There are lots of theories as to what happened on October 19th, 1987. Computer trading, which was new back then, lack of confidence in the market, even the U.S. tinkering with the value of the dollar. But it is amazing how things change and stay the same.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by IBM, working to help mid-sized businesses become the engines of a smarter planet. Learn more at ibm.com/engines. And by Allianz, providing retirement solutions that can help to guarantee income for life through its affiliated companies in the U.S., AllianzUSA.com. Marketplace Innovation Reporting is supported by the 2011 Jaguar XJ. Learn more at a local dealer or at jaguarusa.com.
As the World Series kicks off tonight, there is one loser in one of baseball's oldest habits, chewing tobacco. Health officials and a few U.S. senators have launched a campaign to keep smokeless tobacco out of baseball. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler reports.
Advertising for chewing tobacco isn't allowed at Major League Baseball games, but players are essentially walking billboards, says Danny McGoldrick with the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids.
There's probably no better advertising to a young baseball fan than to watch their heroes using smokeless tobacco.
Consumers spent almost $5 billion on smokeless tobacco last year. Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois says many were kids.
Smokeless tobacco use among high school boys is skyrocketing in America. It has increased by 36% since 2003.
Sales to consumers of all ages increased by 7% last year. Advocates like McGoldrick want the Baseball Players Union to ban chewing tobacco on the field and in the dugout.
Players would no longer be serving as a marketing vehicle for this deadly product.
McGoldrick says smokeless tobacco doesn't need any help. It spends $500 million a year on marketing. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
And finally, it goes without saying in Hollywood, age is a blessing and a curse. And one actress didn't like having that information plastered online. She is suing Amazon.com, which owns the website IMDb, for $1 million. The woman, who's only known as Jane Doe in the suit, claims the website got her date of birth from a credit card when she subscribed to the pro version of IMDb and then displayed that on her public profile. Her lawyer says if an actress is perceived to be over the hill, then it's much harder to get work. Over the hill meaning 40, or as I like to call it, twice as nice as 20. Thank you. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Understanding what's really going on in this economy means knowing it goes way beyond the markets.
People who struggle early in bad jobs or in no jobs because of a weak economy never fully catch up.
So what you see here is a rift between, you know, the middle class that made it and the middle class that didn't.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. Next time on Marketplace, the business news that makes it all make sense. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.